I've come here to say one magic word to you. Cheeseburger.
What's a magic word?
Just say the magic word.
You didn't say the magic word.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, Holmes.
What's the magic word?
Open sesame.
Matu, verata, nicto.
Okay. What is the magic word, Mr. Beckman?
Please.
Well, the magic word this week is Great Wall. That's what we're going to talk about with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So, Rafer, that is the big release. It's about the Great Wall, the real Great Wall. Donald Trump, if I'm not mistaken, even mentioned it yesterday at his news conference, although I don't think he mentioned this particular Great Wall. This was his Great Wall.
Right. Slightly different.
He called it a Great Wall.
Big, beautiful wall, I think.
He's sort of messing with the branding there, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, tell me a little bit about the Great Wall.
Well, this is a big deal for China. This is the most expensive U.S.-China production ever, $150 million. Matt Damon plays a European mercenary. He and his buddy go into China. They're looking for gunpowder. They're captured. They arrive at a fortress on top of this Great Wall, this big, beautiful wall. And it turns out that the Great Wall was built to keep out a kind of monster, a species, millions of monsters called the Tao Te. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they are attacking this Great Wall. And although Matt Damon is a mercenary, he feels a certain loyalty develops toward the Chinese, and he decides to stay with them and fight these creatures.
So the Tao Te are against the Chinese?
I think they're just against humanity in general.
Right, okay.
Yeah, not specifically the Chinese, but that happens to be where they are.
You remember how to do this?
Last time didn't go so good.
We were drunk.
How high?
10 yards. 6 hands to the right.
Turn around. No, do it this way. On my count.
Amigo.
1, 2, 3. Pull!
Now, what are they doing there? Climbing the wall?
They're not climbing the wall. That's actually Matt Damon showing off his archery skills to impress the Chinese, who don't believe that he and his primitive little bow can actually do anything. And so he does a little archery trick there in the hall during a banquet. This was filmed by Zhang Yimou, House of Flying Daggers, who was also the guy who did the 2008 Beijing Olympic ceremonies, kind of a national treasure in China, one of their best-known directors. So this is like a big point of national pride, I think, for China.
Is this a global cinematic business model in a sense? I mean, you've got Matt Damon, who I love.
Yep.
Willem Dafoe.
Yes, that's right.
I love.
Yep.
I mean, who could not love the Great Wall and the spectacular location where it's being shot and all of that? And then
right.
You get your monsters and
not the actual wall itself. I'm sorry to say, John. Well, sets.
Oh, it's not the actual.
Built another Great Wall.
A lesser wall.
Yes, that's right. A smaller wall.
A lesser wall. Well. And there's lots of martial arts.
You know, there isn't, actually. You might think there is because of the director. There isn't so much of that. There's a little bit of that elaborate kind of, Cirque du Soleil-style battles, a lot of slow-mo, Matrix-style action. There is that. This film has come under controversy, I think, also because of Matt Damon being the one white face in this, what looks like a Chinese movie. I'm not sure that's exactly whitewashing, technically. The role was always supposed to be for a European character, and Matt Damon has said that. You could call him a bit of a white savior here in this movie. I think the real problem here is that the movie just isn't very good, and I don't know where that $150 million went, because you're not really seeing it on screen. Like I say, that wall doesn't look that great. The aerial shots seem pretty clearly to be a computer model, like kind of an architectural model. And when you get in close to the sets, I guess things look a little better, but it's not a great story, and it doesn't hold up, I'm sorry to say.
Will the global collaboration make tons and tons of money?
I think it's already made $170 million in China. I'm sure it'll do okay abroad. I don't know if this will be the next great business model or not.
The lesser wall, we'll call it. Rafer Guzman weighs in on the movies every Friday, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much, Rafer. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.